Prosecutors in Columbia, Missouri, recently dropped murder charges against a man they still believe killed at least 10 people and possibly more than 40. After a decade-long investigation, Richard Allen Williams was arrested last year on charges that he murdered 10 patients at the Veterans Administration Hospital where he worked as a nurse. But in August, he was released after a key piece of forensic evidence proved faulty. Now, many in Columbia wonder whether they'll ever learn the truth. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
David Havram runs a furniture store in Columbia specializing in offbeat pieces, like an animated picture of a waterfall, complete with water and bird sounds. He believes his father was murdered, but that his killer will never be brought to justice.
Well, they say they're still going to investigate, you know, do more investigating, but, you know, my guess is probably maybe over with.
Havram's dad, Elsie, was a World War II vet who suffered from emphysema. In 1992, he checked into the Veterans Hospital in Columbia for what David Havram says were routine breathing treatments.
They thought he'd be going back home in a day or two, like we all thought he would. And of course, we all know what happened. He didn't get home.
While his father's death was a shock, Havram says he received another one several months later when the FBI called to say his dad may have been murdered. Over the course of several months in 1992, there was a sudden jump in the number of deaths at the hospital. First the VA and then the FBI investigated. From the beginning, suspicion focused on Richard Williams, a nurse at the hospital who worked the midnight shift. Boone County Prosecutor Kevin Crane says an investigation quickly confirmed those suspicions.
We did an analysis of all the staff at the VA corresponding with all the victims. Williams was the only common denominator with respect to all 10 victims.
Crane says that evidence left him with no doubt that the deaths were in fact murders and that Williams was responsible. But when investigators exhumed the bodies of some of Williams' former patients, tests turned up no evidence of foul play. That is, not until last year, when using a new test, a medical lab said it found traces of a chemical that suggested Williams may have injected patients with a powerful muscle relaxant that left them unable to breathe. Seizing on that finding, a decade after the deaths at the VA hospital, Crane finally arrested Williams in July of last year and charged him with 10 counts of first-degree murder. Don Catlett is the assistant state public defender who was assigned to defend Williams. He was prepared to argue that Williams' patients had all died of natural causes, and he had lots of questions about the new forensic test that led to his client's arrest. But before the first hearing, Catlett says there was yet another surprising development.
I was just called at home and told it was dismissed.
FBI scientists double-checking the lab analysis did find traces of the chemical succinyl monocholine in the VA patients who died. But they also found it in other tissue samples unrelated to the Williams case. Catlett says an expert hired by his office raised similar questions about the lab finding, based on science that said succinyl monocholine breaks down within 6 months after death.
The most logical explanation he had, in view of the research that said it should be gone in 6 months, was that something in the either embalming process or in the testing process was either creating this trace amount or it was something that was naturally occurring.
In 1998, David Havram's family won $450,000 in a wrongful death lawsuit against the government. A federal judge said she was convinced that Richard Williams did kill Elsie Havram and that the Veterans Administration should have prevented it. But without a cause of death, prosecutor Kevin Crane said he felt he couldn't make the same case in a criminal trial where the burden of proof is higher. Despite that, he still believes Richard Williams is responsible for at least 10 murders.
I wouldn't have filed the charges if I didn't think he was the one that committed the offenses.
Williams isn't giving interviews. After 14 months behind bars, he was released from jail and returned home to his wife and son in St. Charles, Missouri. Prosecutor Kevin Crane says primary responsibility for the case now rests with the Veterans Administration's Inspector General. That office is still investigating the deaths as it has been for the past decade. But one of those most closely involved with the case doesn't expect answers from the VA anytime soon. Dr. Gordon Christensen was Associate Chief of Staff at the hospital in 1992 when he was asked to look into the jump in suspicious deaths. He determined that Richard Williams was on duty when 45 patients died. By comparison, other nurses at the hospital during that time period typically were on duty when two or three patients died. Dr. Christensen says despite his finding, the hospital did not call in law enforcement authorities. In fact, the FBI didn't get involved until 6 weeks later when it heard about the suspicious deaths from anonymous whistleblowers. Dr. Christensen says that foot dragging led him to contact the VA's inspector general and charge that his superiors were involved in a cover-up.
To this day, there has never been an investigation of that charge. What the VA inspector general did was they sat on it.
In 1998, the General Accounting Office investigated and agreed with Dr. Christensen's assessment. It called a report by the Inspector General's office misleading and said that it never really investigated claims of a cover-up. Today, Dr. Christensen remains convinced that Richard Williams murdered somewhere between 11 and 42 VA patients.
There are people in middle of Missouri, just regular Midwest, middle of Missouri, who believe that their husband or their wife or their mother or their father has been killed by an employee of the federal government, and the federal government killed this veteran and never punished that person.
A spokesman for the VA's inspector general said his office won't comment on the case except to confirm that the investigation remains open. Dr. Christensen says he still wants answers from Richard Williams, but he believes the Veterans Administration's behavior 11 years ago, and even today for that matter, makes it unlikely that Williams will ever be successfully prosecuted. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.